Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or click the Contact Us link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, and check out our blog where you can and should vote Carl into the Radio Hall of Fame. We are not sure what this is, but if it has the words radio and Hall of Fame, Carl should be in it. Right?
Yes.
Here, here. Right. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi. My name's Patience Wait, and I live in Shepherdstown, West Virginia.
All right, stop. I'm sorry, what's your real name?
Believe it or not, that's my real name.
Your name is Patience Wait.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Hi. I know.
So when they call you in for your turn at the doctor's office, people think they're being reprimanded.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But you know, you can have kids. You could have kids and name them Wait Wait.
That's true. That would be an homage. Well, welcome to the show, Patience.
Thank you very much. Carl Castle
is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. Here is your first limerick.
Botticelli paints gods who are placid. Minds are vacant and bodies are flaccid. It's an eerie repose. I suspect they've been dozed. Mars and Venus are tripping on
acid.
Right. So you ever looked at Botticelli's masterpiece, Venus and Mars? It's in the National Gallery in London. And asked yourself, why are these people lounging on a meadow surrounded by creepy babies? Well, according to one art historian, it's because they are on acid. British historian David Bellingham claims there's a plant in the painting called thorn apple. It's a natural hallucinogen known as poor man's acid.
Acid's not expensive. Poor man's acid. You can't afford $5 for a tab of acid. Come on.
So who's on acid?
The idea is that these people have taken this plant and are on acid, and what they're seeing, these sort of weird goat-legged cherubs in armor, and that's their sort of acid dream. That's the presumable theory. Or maybe it was Botticelli's acid dream, and he was telling you where he came up with it.
Wow.
So Venus de Milo really has arms.
Yeah.
No way. It just feels like I don't have arms. Where are my arms?
All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
An affair? I guess I'll take the rap for that. And no prenup. I was a sap for that. As a matter of course, my wife files for divorce. Just my luck. Her new phone has an
app for that.
App for that, yes. Between Facebook flirting and dirty text messaging, there's no time to keep up a marriage, much less end it. But now, thanks to two new iPhone apps, you can streamline your divorce. The cost and prep and estate divider apps help you keep track of everything you're losing. Up until that awkward moment, you realize she's getting the iPhone. All right, here's your last limerick.
Of reality shows, I'm a junkie. I think Snooki's like me, just more spunky. Through channels I click, it's my simian trick. Hey, Nielsen won't know I'm a
monkey.
Right, monkey. We are a lot like monkeys. It extends beyond our shared propensity for scratching our armpits and eating whatever is lying around. No, according to scientists in Japan, monkeys also love watching TV. And like us, they'll watch just about anything. Scientists monitored the brain of a macaque monkey as it watched TV, and its brain lit up with pleasure, much like a human brain would do. The networks are reaching out now with shows monkeys might like. So this fall, look for Law and Order, Simian Victims Unit. I'm a Monkey, Get Me Out of Here. And 2.5 Men.
Yeah.
Carl, how did Patience do in our quiz?
Very well, Peter. Patience, you had 3 correct answers, so you win our prize.
Well done. Congratulations, patients. Thank you so much for joining with us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.